Horrific Network Entertainment.
White cats, white sheets, get ready for the creepy crawlies. One trick, bad streets, get ready for the TP jollies.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fast Pass with us. I'm Jason.
And I'm Amber.
And today we're here at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom to experience Fright Fest. It's our first time doing this event.
Ever.
So we're hoping to get some footage and let you guys know what we think of the event.
Yeah, so the event is only 3 hours. It's 6 to 9 p.m. And we paid for the express lane, so we have these little VIP
wristbands. Yep.
So we should get front of the lane on everything, so hopefully we'll be able to fit everything in. We looked at this, and how many mazes?
There's five haunted houses.
So there's five haunted houses that you have to pay extra for in addition to park entry, which thankfully we have the
membership.
We have season passes, so that was already paid for, but we did pay for front of the line because we didn't know how busy it was going to be. And it's actually been extremely busy. It was really hard to find parking, and I don't know if that's because there's people that haven't left yet. But we made our way inside, and we're ready. We're just waiting for 6 o'clock to hit. We're standing right outside of a scare zone right now.
Yep. So once 6 o'clock hits, it'll be
go time. I'm so excited. Hopefully we'll get some good scares.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Let's go check it out!
So here's the map. There's the five haunted houses. So we got the Demon's Lair, St. Hades Hospital, Carnival, Arsenic, and Arania's Nightmare Manor, Shipwreck Horror, Scrapyard of the Dead, and then we got the Scare Zones, Toxic Terror, Scarecrow's Hollow, which is the one we're waiting for,
right.
Sawmill Pass, Mount Rotting Cemetery, and Arachnid Alley.
Woo!
So, yep. Looks pretty well spread out and everything.
We've heard that the wrong thing to do is to go to Nightmare Manor first.
Yes.
So we're going to be going this way and trying to go counterclockwise.
Yep.
Through the park and
We're going to end with Nightmare Manor.
Yep.
So hopefully it'll work.
Hopefully. Yep. The music just changed. We heard it on the speaker right as it hit 6 o'clock.
So. Yep. And here we go. We're going.
Scarecrow Hollow. Dude, that looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. Dun, dun, dun.
So Jason is convinced that these are real people. I'm pretty sure they haven't moved like at all. So this is listed under the quote unquote free scare. I don't see any scare.
No, I don't either. Oh, dang, look at this.
Oh, yeah, Jay, get a look at that. The eyes just went out.
That's pretty cool.
Right, yeah. Did you hear that?
We might need to come back through here when we're exiting. Because I think there's supposed to be, like, people through here, right?
I don't know. So again, this is our first time. We don't know what to expect. I don't know if there's supposed to be scare actors.
Yeah, like you said, the decorations are really cool looking. I mean, we're in the
way over here, but cross in a second. But like, they got these guys like all over here.
There are a lot of them.
Like up in the trees and stuff, so I don't know if they're like supposed to be like rotting pumpkins over here.
Those are actually
I wonder if just maybe like at night, like
Yeah, you're gonna go when you go to the police.
Maybe they're on their way out here, like they're not allowed to come out.
Maybe.
Don't go to the far right. It's the one.
But they advertise as characters are supposed to just be throughout the park.
Like, all right. Come on.
Right? Like on the advertising.
We'll come back. We'll check this one out again. Check this one out again. What'd you think of Scarecrow's Hollow, Amber?
Theming, I give it a solid 8 out of 10. Scare-wise, I give it a 0 out of 10. Because there's no
characters in it. Yeah. So here we go. We're going into Arachnid Alley. Oh, my goodness. We just... look at this giant one right here, man.
I'm trying to hold judgment to the end.
Arachnid Alley. Look at that one is just like up there. Look at it. Ah!
I'm starting to understand why these are listed as free scares.
These are free scares. Well, that was Arachnid Alley. Whoa.
So Demon's Lair is supposed to be over here somewhere.
Oh, look at that guy is turning into a spider. No!
So already...
Yeah, we're having...
As we said at the beginning of the video, we paid extra for the VIP passes so we wouldn't have to wait in line since we only have 3 hours to do everything. They don't have a separate express lane. They're telling everybody they have to wait in this line. It goes all the way back there, and then once you get inside... is when they separate you into two lines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, but it's not okay because there's two houses here. Why did we pay extra money for that?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, and they're not being very helpful.
No, they're not. Disneyland does this exact same thing with Fast Pass and regular entry. I don't see why it's such a big deal. You have the express lane on one side, the regular entrance on the other, and you let some of each go. Some of each.
It's
not happy so far.
No.
We just attempted to go through Carnival.
Apparently it doesn't open until 7.
That one doesn't open until 7.
So that's three now that we've missed out on. I don't know if I'm going to want to walk all the way back here.
It's not looking good.
So okay. This is the one that Jimmy told us to do first.
Yeah, Shipwreck 4. Here we go.
It's the only one we've been able to get on.
Yeah. Okay, Shipwreck of Horror.
Oh!
Just right out of the gates. Here we go.
Wasn't expecting it.
Good.
Oh no.
Ooh. I love that.
Oh, Jesus!
God dang it!
Oh, I was waiting.
Oh, shark! If that thing moved,
I can at least say I've been back.
Yeah.
No.
So a person fell? I mean, it's a nice open area. Ooh. Dang, I like the thing. Oh!
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
I like that they incorporated the sharks. Oh, we might need to sock up, huh? Some space going. Ooh. That gal over there. Oh, God!
Put your phone away. Excuse me, there's no recording in the haunted house.
Oh, sorry.
So what did you think of Shipwreck of Horror? It's the first time I've been told not to record ever.
Should have socked up.
Should have socked up.
Told you. I will say there were a couple jump scares that got me.
Yeah. No, it was pretty cool.
But it may as well have just been all black walls.
Yeah. I like that they incorporated the aquarium into it, but like, yeah, it was.
Aside from the theme.
It was.
I'm not a negative person.
Yeah, you can watch all our videos. We usually don't harp on anything.
This has been the first time that I've been extremely disappointed.
I would say all around, actually. And who knows? Maybe everything leading up to that maze, it kind of put a lot of pressure on it for us. Maybe.
First one.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're trying to do some other stuff. We're getting ready to go through Sawmill Pass.
What time is it right now? Is it 7? Is this one open yet?
No, we still got like 20 minutes, so we're going to have to just jump around, apparently.
Get our steps in.
All right, well, let's go through Sawmill Pass.
Is that a scare zone?
Yeah, it's free. Okay, so Sawmill Pass, they got red lights out here. Apparently there's something in there. I don't know what's going on, man. Like, maybe, like, they told me 6 o'clock. I wonder if it's 7.
What, like the scare zones?
Yeah, everything's supposed to be. Why would they only give you 2 hours? I don't know. There's no scare actors in the scare zones.
Where are the scare actors that are supposed to be everywhere?
I have no idea.
Supposed to be everywhere.
We got red lights. We got...
Red means scary.
Red means scary. And stop. Look out.
Passion. It's a
good color. Look out. We got flame lights. Oh, that was Sawmill Pass, guys. Amber, what did you think? How would you rank...
There's a stage that had some sort of body on it, and there was clearly a fog machine.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, those things were there.
They were there.
Yeah. I saw them.
But they didn't do anything, so I don't know.
Let's play devil's advocate for 1 second. What if the hours are all mixed up? What if the park actually is supposed to switch over at 7, not 6? And the park's open until 10. What if that's a possibility?
But then why are the...
What if we're in an alternate universe right now? And that's what's happening here in Six Flags. It's supposed to be... open till 10. It says 9. Maybe today it's 10.
Okay, so we got clarification. These mazes that are outdoors don't open till 7. So they give people 2 hours. There's 6 mazes and you have 2 hours to go through everything. 2 of them you have to wait in the same line. 2 of them are outdoors, so they don't open till 7. We've been able to go through 1 in an hour. We've been here at this event for an hour and we've done 1 maze. And where is the other 1 maze that we can do? Is it outdoors too? Does that one not open till 7?
I don't know.
Which one is that?
It's the Manor. That one's probably indoors.
That's probably why everybody goes to that one first.
First, yeah.
That one makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, may as well.
Okay, so we just went through Nightmare Manor.
I feel like we should have done that first.
It was good. It was good. Man, the areas looked awesome.
Yes, like, the theming was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
It
was cool. This one was better than Shipwreck of Horror so far.
Because it felt like an actual maze.
Yes.
Like, it was a maze that was built and made. And the characters in there.
They were doing good, yeah.
They were into it. There was a lot of creepy. And I think I like those types of scares better than jump scares.
Right, right. Tight quarters through here, guys. Alright, well, let's see. I don't know where we're going next.
We didn't get to record.
Yeah, no recording in there. We'll see. So now we're starting to realize, like, a lot of this stuff's opening at 7, which is unfortunate because then we'll have 2 hours to do a lot of this. So, we're trying to do the clown one. It's 7 right now, so it's opening up. So, and on we go. Alright, it is after 7 o'clock. We are going back. We are going back into the scare zone. We're gonna see if the rumors are true. We're gonna find out if the rumors are true. And see if there's people, actual scares. Or if these free scares are free for a reason. Okay, so we got fog. We got fog. We're back in Scarecrow Hollow.
Okay.
There's a scarecrow. There he is.
Why does it smell like everything's on fire?
Because that's the world. Okay. Well, we got one.
Ding! Put a tally on the screen.
Yep.
One character.
Wonder if this guy moves.
I like the count.
There's another one. We got
two characters.
Yeah, we got two of them. Let's see.
Oh,
there's rumors that there's three of them up there.
Oh, there's three?
That's what they said.
There he goes, guys. Somebody got a chainsaw?
Oh, they're trying to fix the lights. The lights went out over here. Oh, there they go.
That's me!
There he is!
Get him!
Three characters and a chainsaw.
Yeah. So you saw it with scare actors. It got a 0 before. What are we ranking it now? 1? You want a chainsaw? The chainsaw guy was pretty good.
He was the one who got the 1.
Okay, so we're going back into Arachnid Alley. Hoping to have some. Oh, look.
What?
Look at this guy.
There's no spiders. What are you guys running from?
Damn, you hella scary. You was hella scary.
Hey, yo, can you take our picture? Hey, yo, can you take our picture?
No.
So there's a lot of. Oh, look at this.
You gotta help me, please. The giant spiders are everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Good job. Good job.
Arachnid Alley.
Arachnid Alley boosted.
7 points.
So I'm just going to probably say I don't think we're going to get to do these because it is the line for this is way, it's way past everything over there. And it goes around this corner. And with
we're
this...
We're going to have to wait in the morning because we didn't wait for Carnival because that line was long. So we're going to have to wait.
Where all right, then let's go. So the entrance is way over there.
And once you get past the gatekeepers, then you can go to the express line.
No, you have. There's another line inside we have to wait in until we pass that.
No, but they said once you go inside, then it separates.
Then it separates.
Into the two lines. Right. Once you get past the gate, then you go to the express line.
Getting a little bit closer to St. Hades Hospital and the Demon's Lair. Oh, wait, wait. Wait, we're not that. All right. Well, we're closer, but we're not that close.
So we're trying to order some food. But it's 7:33.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. We don't know how long it's going to take once we get in there. So we're trying to look at some food, and it's they're all
par for the course, basically.
There's nothing.
Can't. There you go. Yeah. All. What's it say?
Due to high demand, all time slots have been reserved. Please check back again later.
I would say that that's par for the course for our experience of Six Flags, wouldn't you? Yeah?
I'm trying to reserve all thoughts until the end.
Okay, all right. We'll wait. We'll wait until the end. Okay, so now that we got through the sign is over there.
It's line cone.
Now the line goes through here, all the way over here.
And then we separate somewhere over there. And
somewhere over there. We don't know. We're just waiting, but we're running out of time. But we got to do this one to do two. We got 20 minutes and then we have an hour, so we got an hour and 20 left.
Oh my god.
Dun dun. So I think it's safe to say there was enough complaints. We were waiting over there, and then all of a sudden everybody started passing us to that express, and they're like, just go.
They need to do that on that one. I don't understand why it's such a big issue to have two lines.
I know.
They have plenty of space on there to have two lines.
Exactly.
It's just they don't have the staffing.
Yeah, so we're going into St. Hades Hospital first. So there it is.
He socked it up.
Or maybe the other line has to be...
St. Hades Hospital, what did you think? He's saying hi. You can say hi. Go ahead. Hi.
Hi.
The theming was really good. I did like that, but there was a lot of dead space, which goes back to what we were talking about last night.
And they did have that cool thing with the pads on the two sides.
Oh, the hug walls?
Yeah, the hug walls, yeah.
Not COVID friendly.
Just saying,
there's no way to go in there and sanitize.
Yeah.
Being born again.
I actually would rank this so far, I would put Nightmare Manor number one, this number two, and Shipwreck of Horror number three. Yeah. So we're about to go into the Demon's Lair, and once again, no filming. So you just have to get our... Yeah, you'll have to get our take after. So, but you got plenty of footage of Shipwreck of Horror. Enjoy. Okay, so we just did Demon's Lair.
Oh my gosh. I seriously wish we could have recorded that one because that was amazing. So the first, I want to say first minute to minute and a half of the maze, you're going through these switchbacks and they're small, like
squares,
maybe 3x3 square rooms, and they're all covered in this black flap material on every wall, but only one is an actual opening.
Right, I was gonna say they stapled them.
Yeah.
They stapled them to the wall so that you didn't know which one was the right way to go.
So you have to find which way to go, and that's disorienting. Disorienting?
She'll get it.
You know, English is hard. And you finally make it through, and it's supposed to be a transition, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's almost like you're going down to... Yeah, exactly. You're going to the depths of hell, yeah.
And they had two of those big animatronic... Well, I say animatronic, but they're like puppets.
Right.
Large animatronic demon things that are coming up.
There was actually three, and one of them wasn't moving.
There were three, and I only saw two.
Yeah, there was one. We went into a room. There was a big one.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right.
But it was cool. Oh, it's gonna get dark, guys. You might not be able to see us, but Amber was put it at her number one.
But I went first.
I'm gonna put it at my number two.
And I feel like mostly because that whole flat entrance thing. Donald
Trump. Right. Okay. So next we're gonna try and do Carnival.
Where it's turning around, guys. As long as we have enough time to do everything.
Yeah, we're gonna be cutting it close. Yeah. Cutting it close, guys.
What time is it, Jake?
It's 8:10. So
8:15. We got 45 minutes to do the last two mazes.
Let's try.
The next one we're going through is Carnival.
Apparently it's the main attraction this year. Hopefully it lives up to the hype.
So we just went through Carnival. What did you think of that?
I thought it was pretty good.
It was. It was okay. I didn't like it, you know, if we didn't see the transitions in Demon's Lair, I think yes. It would have been a lot better because it seemed like there was a lot more of them.
Yeah, they did the same
Carnival.
Thing, except this time instead of it being black, it was the
white and red color. Yeah, yeah. But it was cool.
I felt like that one was a little understaffed.
I did too.
That was my only issue with it. I think it would have been better if they had more people.
Right.
Next up, Scrapyard of the Dead. Last one.
Okay, I just finished Scrapyard of the Dead. I'm putting that at the bottom of the list. Yeah, Shipwreck of Horror was better than that. There were some cool things. I liked, you kind of go underneath and near some of the roller coasters that they have. And yeah, it was pretty rough. The scare actors were pretty pretty low as far as their energy went. I don't know if it was just because it was me by myself. Amber didn't go through this one with me. She's trying to get a Fanta Fizz, which, to be honest, will probably be better than that maze was.
So the park is closed, but this is the cemetery scare area, and we at least wanted to show this. We didn't get to go through it where there were scare actors. But again, 2 hours, not a lot of time to do everything. Yeah.
Easy photo sharing, maps, schedules, special offers, and more. It's like having a high performance.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like I said, aesthetically, all this stuff looks really great. Thank you. Then we got a little carriage here with skeletons pulling the carriage. That's pretty cool.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Awesome. Okay, so we did it. We got the Fanta Fizzes. I'm gonna let Amber go first because she didn't get to do Scrapyard of the Dead. So here we go.
Spent the last 25 minutes of the night waiting for this.
Is it good or is it about how our night has been?
It's good.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's. Why don't you taste it?
Okay, alright, here.
Okay, we'll come over there. And then if we get pushed out, we're gonna let you know. Okay, we're gonna be.
I kind of like it. I like it. I think. So it obviously tastes like orange Fanta.
Yeah, that's why it's good way to taste it.
But the whipped cream adds a little bit. They put some kind of candy corn syrup on it. I would describe this taste as Halloween. I don't know how else to describe it. It does taste like Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. Get it. Yeah, I think if you come here, this is better than some of the mazes they have. So, get the Fanta Fizz.
And we get these really
cool cups. Yeah, the cool cups. Yeah, the Pride Fest cups. We get to have these now. So that's pretty cool. Actually, this would be a fun thing to make for the kids. Like, the kids would love this.
whipped cream, sprinkles.
It's really refreshing too.
Cheers.
Okay, so we decided while we were enjoying our Fanta Fizzes, we would go over our list.
Or enjoying our Fanta.
Yeah, she's done. I'm slow. Okay, so I'm going to put Nightmare Manor number one. You want Demon's Lair number one?
Demon's Lair is number one for me.
Okay, but my number two is Demon's Lair.
My number two is
Nightmare Manor. And then I think we're probably about the same going through. Number three, I would probably put St. Hades Hospital. Yeah, you like Carnival more?
No, you're probably right. I probably do St. Hades Hospital.
And then
God, I don't know.
I would
St.
do
St. Hades Hospital,
and then Carnival, and then Shipwreck of Horror, and then the Fanta Fizz, and then Scrapyard of the Dead. You didn't miss anything. As far as this event goes, we have a lot to say. Not a lot of it positive. So, which is unfortunate because usually everything we
always find a way to find the silver lining.
We do. This event was poorly planned by the theme park. That area that we filmed for St. Hades and Demon's Lair, when we went back, we waited in the line. After we waited in the line, and then we started to wait in the second line, then they decided to open up...
To separate
the two lines, which we said they should have done in the first place. Yeah. I think enough people complained because it was terrible. It was not well done. The fact that you only have 2 hours to do half the mazes is really unacceptable. Even with the front fast lane thing, it makes it still like we had to run. I mean, we had to make a choice.
I didn't get to do the last maze because I got in line to get a drink, and we did not.
We didn't stop at all.
No.
And because of the disorganization of the park, thinking everything opened at 6, when a lot of the stuff opened at 7, we basically ran through the entire park
twice.
And then we ran back through it to do it again.
Do everything.
All in all, my opinion is go to Great America and do their Halloween Haunt instead. And do the front of the lane there. Front of the line there.
It's worth the price.
It is.
Great America.
It is.
Not worth the price here.
I agree 100%. The parking, because the park is open, and then they let all the people for Fright Fest in afterwards, the parking lot was outrageous. We had to park literally in the furthest spot you can park is where we're parked.
Yeah. And they opened up the parking at the fairgrounds once they packed everybody into the other parking lot, but we spent 45 minutes trying to find a place to park, and there was nothing.
Yep.
So,
all in all, there's a lot of things that this is not their first year doing this.
No, and that's what's so surprising.
Yeah.
I remember my uncle went to this event when I was like 19, so that's
yeah. Needless to say, Fright Fest has been around. Yeah, Fright Fest has been around for a long time.
It should not be like this.
No, it should not. It should not be like this at all. Go to Great America instead. You'll have more fun.
So. And that's a bummer because we love experiencing all these events.
Aesthetically, everything looked great.
No.
You don't think so? I thought so. I thought everything.
Park one did not look great.
No.
Oh, goodness. I will say though, they did really good job on the theming of the mazes. Just some of them were lacking.
I walked through Sawmill Pass again. There wasn't one scare actor, right?
Even with that stage? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stage was dark. Alright guys, well, on that note, unfortunately, I hate to be Debbie Downers, but hey, positive things are, we got a lot coming soon.
We're finally doing a trip.
Yep, we're gonna
go. Just the two of us, after 5 years.
Yeah, we're gonna do LA Haunted Hayride, Knott's Berry Farm, HHN. So, yeah.
Looking forward to some really good fun stuff.
Yep. If you would like to help support the channel, check out our merch store on Redbubble. And we'll see you real soon. Boop.